Welcome to day two of our 40-day spiritual journey. You are not an accident. The word says in Isaiah 44:2, I am your creator. You were in my care even before you were born. You are no accident. Your birth was no mistake or mishap. And your life is no fluke of nature. Your parents may not have planned you, but God did. He was not at all surprised by your birth. In fact, he expected it. Long before you were conceived by your parents, you were conceived in the mind of God. He thought of you first. It's no fate, nor chance, nor luck, nor coincidence that you are breathing at this very moment. You are alive because God wanted to create you. The Bible says, "The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me." God prescribed every single detail of your body. He deliberately chose your race, the color of your skin, your hair, and every other feature. He custom made your body just the way he wanted it. He also determined the natural talent you would possess and the uniqueness of your personality. The Bible says, "You know me inside out. You know every bone in my body. You know exactly how I was made, bit by bit. How I was sculpted from something, from nothing into something." Because God made you for a reason, he also decided when you would be born and how long you would live. He planned the days of your life in advance, choosing the exact time of your birth and death. The Bible says, "You saw me before I was born and scheduled every day of my life before I began to breathe. Every day was recorded in your book." God also planned where you'd be born and where you'd live for his purpose. Your race and nationality are no accident. God left no detail to chance. He planned it all for his purpose. The Bible says, "From one man he made every nation, and he determined the time set before them and the exact places where they should live." Nothing in your life is arbitrary. It's all for a purpose. Most amazing, God decided how you would be born. Regardless of the circumstances of your birth or who your parents are, God had a plan in creating you. It doesn't matter whether your parents were good, bad, or indifferent. God knew that those two individuals possessed exactly the right genetic makeup to create the custom you he had in mind. They had the DNA God wanted to make you. While there are illegitimate parents, there are no illegitimate children. Many children are unplanned by their parents, but they are not unplanned by God. God's purpose took into account human error and even sin. God never does anything accidentally, and he never makes mistakes. He has a reason for everything he creates. Every plant and every animal was planned by God. And every person was designed with a purpose in mind. God's motives for creating you was his love. The Bible says, "Long before he laid down the foundations of the earth, he had us in mind, had settled on us as the focus of his love." God is thinking of you before he made the world. In fact, that's why he created it. God designed this planet, environments, and everything else involved just so we could live in it. We are the focus of his love and the most valuable of all his creation. The Bible says God decided to give us life through the word of truth so we might be the most important of all the things he made. This is how much God loves and values you. God is not haphazard. He planned it all with great precision. The more psychiatrists, biologists, and other scientists learn about the universe, the better we understand how it is uniquely suited for our existence, custom made with the exact specifications that make human life possible. Dr. Michael Denton, senior researcher, fellow in human molecular genetics at the University of Otago in New Zealand, has concluded, "All the evidence available in the biological science supports the core proposition. that the cosmos is a specifically designed whole with life and mankind as its fundamental goal and purpose. A whole in which all facets of reality have their meaning and explanation in this central fact. The Bible said the same thing thousands of years earlier. God formed the earth. He did not create it to be empty, but formed it to be inhabited. Why did God do all of this? Why did he bother to go to all the trouble of creating a universe for us? Because he is God and a God of love. This kind of love is difficult to fathom, but it's fundamentally reliable. You were created as a special object of God's love. God made you so he could love you. This is a truth to build your life on. The Bible tells us God is love. It doesn't say God has love. He is love. Love is the essence of God's character. There is perfect love in the fellowship of the Trinity. So God didn't need to create you. He wasn't lonely, but he wanted to make you in order to express his love. Love is the essence, once again, of who God is. There is perfect love in the fellowship of the Trinity. So God didn't need to create anyone. He wasn't lonely at all, once again, but he wanted to make you in order to express his love. God says, I have carried you since you were born. I have taken care of you from your birth. Even when you are old, I will be the same. Even when your hair has turned gray, I will take care of you. I made you and will take care of you. If there was no God, we would all be accidents, the result of astronomical random chance in the universe. You could stop reading this book because life would have no purpose or meaning or significance. There would be no right or wrong and no hope beyond your brief years here on earth. But there is a God who made you for a reason, and your life was profound and has profound meaning. We discover that meaning and purpose only when we make God the reference point of our lives. The Message paraphrase in Romans 12:3 says, the only accurate way to understand ourselves is by what God is and by what he does for us. This poem by Russell Kefler sums it up. You are who you are for a reason. You're part of an integral plan. Your precious and perfect unique design called by God's special woman or man. You look like you look for a reason. Our God made no mistake. He knit you together within the womb. You're just what he wanted to make. The parents you had were the ones he chose, and no matter how you may feel, they were custom designed with God's plan in mind, and they bear the master seal. No. That trauma you faced was not easy, and God wept that it hurt you so. But it was all allowed to shape your heart so that into the likeness you'd grow. You are who you are for a reason. You've been formed by the master rod. You are who you are, beloved, because there is a God. That's day two. We know that our thinking point about purpose today, we have point to ponder, which is I am and I am not an accident. The verse to remember today is I am your creator. You were in my care even before you were born. Isaiah 44:2. The question to consider today, once again, I know that God uniquely created me. What areas of my personality, background, and physical appearance am I struggling to accept? I hope you enjoyed this as much as I did. Hey there. Thanks for joining me again for another reading on our 40-day spiritual journey. That particular chapter had a lot of meaning for me. I remember a moment where I found out that I was a product of rape. and there was a sense of it, rejection. Rejection had already entered my life before that point, but it intensified at that very moment. So I can truly understand why this particular chapter really reiterates that we all are here for a purpose, regardless of the situation or circumstance that created our birth or that hovers over it like a gray cloud. I'm so grateful that regardless of what we experience, God always has a plan, and that whatever good the enemy does through the choices of individuals for whatever reason, that God turns that around for our good. We have to remember that God gave every human a choice. So any trauma or negative experience we've suffered at the hand of another person wasn't because God didn't love us or because he wasn't all powerful. It was because he gave human choice. And unfortunately, that can always be a catch-22. On one end, we do good, but on the other, we do bad. And we would that God would step in when we do bad. But the reality is, he gave us choice so that we wouldn't be robotic. So in that ability of choice and in his character of righteousness, he cannot always move on behalf of us because of choice. Choice is a blocking force to God. If we don't choose God, then he can't move on our behalf. If we don't serve God with all that we have to stay within the will that he has for our life according to the word of God, then we tie his hands in a sense to do the very things that we need to protect us. The word salvation means protection. And so when we become saved, we are in the protection of Christ, but only in the essence that we do the things that the word of God says to do. I hope you found this chapter as amazing as I have. I hope that the daily audio and the notes were helpful to you, and I look forward to day 3 on our 40-day spiritual journey. Bye for now.